This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. One of our AHARS members, Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be operating at the Cape Jervis Lighthouse on the 17th and 18th of August, and will be on 160 metres through to 10 metres, using a 60 metre wire antenna. His call sign for this operation will be VK5CJL, indicating where he is operating from. He's also planning to be on Eyre Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceana Contest, October the 5th and 6th. David, VK5BUG, also has started the ball rolling to get an ILLW operation going in the Merino Conservation Park. He has been joined by John, VK5EMI, and if the weather is suitable, Hans, VK5YX. The call sign, VK5BAR, has been registered on the ILLW website, but Bug may use his own call sign on CW. Expect a lot of CW action from Bug. This contest is on the 17th and 18th of August. The next Blackwood RSO lunch will be on August the 9th. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. August the 15th general meeting will be by David Murphy, and he will tell us about radio and audio pioneers of South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. The Alara contest is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th. Details at http://www.alara.org.au/contests. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 20th and 21st? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I'm going to approach the Girl Guides ladies who run the facility at the site where our shack is situated and see if they can rustle up interest from local guides and scout troops in our area. A new version of the club calendar is on the website now. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Advance bookings for a table can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or with Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email address is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park at the RSL Club Grounds. To sell in the car boot sale, you will have to have a seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. The Marion RSL is catering for the event, so you will be able to have your breakfast and a light lunch from Sausage Sizzle, and also coffee and cake later in the morning. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be held at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic, and it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event next week when I finalise plans with the RSL. The AHARS Christmas lunch will be at the Valair Hotel once again, and it will be on the 24th of November. Starting time will be 12 noon. Negotiations on the menu for the event are still in progress, so hopefully I'll have more news next week. We are planning to have a bargain basement sale at the shack to get rid of some stuff from deceased estates, and this will happen on the 10th of August. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night, we had a tech talk by Neil, VK5KA, and it was all about RF transformers, better known as balance. And this was very informative. Neil described the various types of designs and how they worked, and also how you could calculate to build one for the type of antenna that you are constructing. Everybody was very pleased to hear or listen, and Neil had plenty of illustrations up on the screen to show us how they were wound and everything, and also he had some that he prepared earlier. So many thanks, Neil, for that very interesting lecture. Now, it's nearly August already. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? And the general meeting will be on Friday the 9th of August, and the tech night for August will be on Friday the 23rd. And of course, August has five Fridays in it. So once again, the Northeast Radio Club will be going out for a dinner on Friday the 30th of August. So stand by for a notification by Sir Lunchalot as to where we will be going for the fifth Friday night dinner. And also, don't forget, in August is the Remembrance Day contest, and that is on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of August. So if you're going to take part in the Remembrance Day contest, you should start getting all your gear ready now for the contest. So good luck in the Remembrance Day contest. And also, just a reminder that membership fees are now due, and there's an early bird feel available for you if you renew your membership by the September meeting on Friday the 14th of September. And also, don't forget to complete the disclosure of personal information form that you've been sent and return it to either Charlie VK5VC or David VK5MDF. Yep, time to renew the membership again. Well, that's all for this week. Have a very pleasant week, and we'll see you next time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report on behalf of the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Tech Night on the 21st of August will be a presentation by Ian VK5ZD on VK5CL contest logging software. The fifth Wednesday on the 31st of July will be a non-event due to the clashing with the Science Alive setup on the following day. Science Alive event commences with Schools and Students Day on Friday the 2nd of August and the General Public Days on Saturday and Sunday of the next weekend. Preparation for JOTA by Bruce VK5VAB are still progressing well for the weekend of the 19th and 20th of October, and Bruce can still be contacted on email joti6@outlook.com. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 7th of August. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the weekly news and update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday, Tim, VK5AV, and his fellow education committee members put five potential new amateurs through the hoops when they sat for their foundation licence exams. James, John, Kate, Deanna and Peter are now patiently awaiting their results, and the rest of us here at the Surge have our fingers crossed for five positive outcomes. We have had the pleasure of helping a number of would-be amateurs from Western Victoria gain their licences in recent times, and we hope to gain some more of them as club members. We have a number of VK3s who make the journey to our meetings on a fairly regular basis, and given the long distances and the heavy kangaroo populations along their journey, the lower southeast has the highest number of kangaroo-related vehicle accidents in the state, we applaud the dedication involved. A number of our VK3 friends are members, but we do not see much of them because of the distance and the hazards involved. But we like having them as members, even though we only see them at the occasional meeting and the annual convention. Some of these members help us out with car rallies, the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, and Generation Gin Jazz, which we hugely appreciate, and this is how they compensate for not being able to get to meetings at night. Oh, the joys of running multiple repeater systems. Peter, VK5BE, and Colin, VK5DK, will be removing the IRLP node radio gear from its home in the next few days, as it is experiencing bad interference, and John, VK5DJ, wants to check the unit out to make sure that it is not internally generated before we start to investigate outside sources. The location of the unit makes it easier to remove it rather than try to get the job done on site. Rest assured we will have it back up and running again as quickly as possible. A new antenna system is being researched for the Narra Court repeater because the SWR has gone high on the existing units and it is suspected that water may have got into the phasing harness. This may take a little time to fix, and the repeater is not working as well as it should as a result. Please be patient, as we will get there. Next Friday night, we'll be listening to Chris, VK3QB, and Ian, VK5BUF, as they show us how to find and eradicate noise in and around our shacks. This RASA-sponsored presentation should be very interesting, and we hope that a number of our members can benefit from what we learn. We thank Chris and Ian for coming over to give us this talk, as it is a long way to come. On a final note, we again wish our potential new members all the very best for a good outcome with their exams, and we look forward to hearing some new FCALs on the band very shortly. That's all I have for you this week. Of course, you can't escape without being told that all of us here at The Surge hope that you have a good week, and naturally, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Next weekend is our foundation course and exams. So far, 7 candidates have enrolled, and we wish them all the best as they leap into this fabulous hobby of ours. If you or someone you know is interested, then give Mike, VK5ZC, a call on 0410-221-011 and book in. Do this quickly to ensure a place. That's all from me. 73 from Skark.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.